He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are on show number 533. Cool gadget to show you today. We'll take a peek at that. I have probably 10 of these items. I just bought two more last week. I use them all the time. I will show you them. I think you'll be happy with my selection. I know I am. Also, we have a bunch of apps today that I know you're going to like. The apps today are for both platforms, the iOS and the Android operating system. And today, these apps usually cost money. Every app that I'm showing you usually costs money. For whatever reason, they're free this week. I don't know how long that's going to last, but there's some very, very hot, good apps. So let's take a quick peek here, and we'll click this button here. There we go. And we are now looking at the gadget of the day, and it basically is a charger. This is a multi-USB charging station. It's 40 watts, 8 ports, USB multi-charge hub with smart detect. Now, smart detect is important, and I'll tell you why in a second, but you can charge your smartphones, your tablets, all of that stuff. This is only $15.27. You usually get same day delivery on that if you live in that part of the woods. But there's a picture of it. Nice. And it shows you that it's charging a tablet. Again, you have 8 pops on this. And this is particularly important for Bluetooth headsets, Kindles, cameras, cell phones. And look at this, 2.5 amps for iPad tablets. This thing has a maximum of 8 amps, and it will take what it needs, so you don't have to worry about, there it is, fully tapped with 8 charges, eight devices in that. So let's take a close-up look at this device, and we're going to see what it actually looks like. So let's click this button. Okay, there I am back. So here's the box that it comes in. Nothing special. It has a nice picture on the front and the back. Okay, we all like that. And it basically says on the box that it's security guaranteed. There is no security. I mean, it's not going to, there's nothing wireless about it. So I don't know why they even put that there. Intelligent charge. Let's talk about that. You want a charger that's going to turn off when the device is charged. You don't want to overcharge the battery. You don't want to undercharge it. So there's circuitry in this device that knows when your particular device that you're charging, whether it be a tablet or a smartphone or whatever, it's going to shut off. That's real important. Also, this is 8 amps, so you got roughly 1 amp per slot here. If it needs more, it will give that up to 8 amps. So it's unlikely that you're going to use 8 amps all at the same time unless you're charging something like 8 tablets, then maybe. And this device will know that, so it won't overheat. That's all good. Let's take a look at the device. It's real simple. It's real easy. Here it is here. Nothing more than this. There's 8 ports here. Doesn't matter which one you use or how many you use. You can't see it, but there's a very small blue LED light on this that actually shows that the device is on. In terms of turning it on, there's no switch. It's going to come with this charging cord. That's it. You're going to plug that into the wall. You're going to plug this end right here, like so, and bada boom, bada bang, you are charging. I like this because it's small, it's lightweight, and it's portable. I pull out this plug, I throw this in my pocket or my suitcase or my briefcase, whatever. I wrap this cord up, and away I go. So no matter where I am, I plug this in the wall. I've got 8 taps, and I really like this. In terms of cost, it's $15.27 on Amazon. You're going to like this. It's very handy, especially if you're traveling. Or, like me, I have a bunch of stuff on my desk. I won't even show you this desk. We're still trying to put this place together. But I'm just looking down. I have two different smartphones, two tablets here, and I got a laptop that I can also charge with the USB port. I also have two GoPro cameras. So again, I'll plug them into this device, and the output of this, as long as it's USB in, could be a C, it could be a USB mini, it can be whatever you want, and that's why I like this device. So check that out. It's very handy. There's a bazillion of these on the market. I happen to like that one. As I said, I have four or five of them. It also comes with an 18-month warranty. So all that's very good, good, good. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. And I know everybody always looks forward to that. So here we go. This first app is called ProShot. This thing is usually a couple bucks, $4 or $5. I don't know why, but I've never seen it for free. This will make your smartphone just like a digital reflex camera. It will shoot pro audio. It will shoot video. And I'm telling you, it does a nice job. I have this app on my smartphone, but I'll tell you, I use this mostly on my iPad. Boy, does it do a nice job. And it says world-class app, improvements to core camera functionality, yada, yada, yada. But this is nice. The screen layouts are excellent, and I think you'll be extremely happy with this. What it does is it gives you advanced functionality. Auto, program, manual, custom shots you can set up, semi-manual, automatic control. You can adjust the shutter speed, the flash, the focus, the intensity of your light, the white balance. This thing is just fantastic. And what is really nice about this, have you ever seen those square photos or those 16 by 9 photos? This will adjust to that. You can do time lapse with this, interval timing. You name it, it will do it. And right now, it's free. So you've got to download this. This is just a no-brainer. One of the best ones out there, and it's now free. All right, our next app is something that everybody really needs to use. This is a game, but it's a fun game, and it's going to increase your knowledge of the human body, and everybody that I know has one. Yeah, so again, I use this on the iPad just because it has a bigger display, but this is an amazing, intriguing game that's like pretty much anything that you've ever done before. This really is called Homo Machina. It's a puzzle game that's inspired by the work of a scientist, a French scientist, and it's a crazy journey of survival and surreal puzzles. So you're going to like this. It's very intriguing, and it combines really cool graphics. I enjoy this thing, and as everybody out there knows, I am not a gamer in any way, shape, or form. But I just like the graphics and the flow. It's kind of like a punk design, and I like that stuff. So check this out. Again, available on the iPhone, the iPad, and I believe it's also available on your Android. And speaking of Android, here is an app. Everyone's going to like this if you have an Android. It's a volume slider. It's really easy to use, and you can use this as a widget. It's a vertical control. It's easier than hitting those side buttons or a left to right horizontal. This is vertical, and that's what I like about it. Pretty simple. Not much more I can say about it, but it works real well, and if you fumble with the volume control, this is definitely for you. All right. Ever wonder how your battery's doing? Well, I do all the time. This is primarily for Android users, but there is an iOS app available if you're interested in that. But this is called MA Battery Pro, and this will give you easy access to all kinds of information about your device, including your current life of the battery condition and its milliamperage. That's very important. What also is nice is you have the temperature. Many times your phone overheats because you're using it like crazy, and it gets hot. So if you want to know what the voltage is, the status, the source, all these things are readily available, particularly the temperature. It's good to know that your phone's about to burn up. So again, this app is free. You can use this on pretty much all of your devices. A handy app to have. Now, I am a big fan of children's education, And again, this app is available on both platforms. Primarily, right now, we're taking a look at the Google Play, the Android operating system. This is a great, great app for kids, for your grandkids. Teach Your Monster to Read. This is a phonics and reading game that your kids will love. This is actually government-approved, whatever that is, and I don't know, some of the stuff I don't want government approved at this point, but over 3 million kids are using this. It's an award-winning phonics and reading game that's helped millions of kids to read. This is a winner, and you must load this down. It's free. I don't know why you wouldn't want this. Kids love making their monsters and using their monsters, meeting them and teaching them to learn and play. Children create a monster and take it on a magical voyage over three extensive games, meeting a host of colorful characters along the way and improving their reading skills as they progress. It covers the first 2 years of learning how to read. It's just a wonderful, well laid out, graphically interesting app. I highly recommend this. If you only pick one app today, if you have kids or grandkids and you want to teach them how to read, which you better want to, this is the app that you want to download. All right, our next app, I hate to bring this app up, but a lot of us need that out there. This is a diabetes tracker by MyNet Diary. This is something that everybody should have available on both platforms. Look, if you don't have diabetes, that's great. You don't need it. But app is probably the easiest and I would say one of the most comprehensive diabetic tracker apps for the iPhone. I'm sorry, it is only for the iPhone. This helps you to better understand and control your disease and pre-diabetes along with improving your diet, losing weight, providing feedback, support, and of course, motivation. This was picked as a 2017 winner guide of diabetes, and I highly recommend this. I definitely watch what I eat and need to lose some weight along with that, but this app is a real winner. So if you have diabetes, this is something that you really should investigate. This next one, everybody needs this. I have this installed on my iPad and my iPhone. It's AdBlocker. This thing is like, oh my God. I've never seen this free. It's free now. Probably in-app types of purchases on this. But this is your best choice to block ads from Safari primarily. But it works real well. Look what this thing does. It blocks ads, it blocks tracking, blocks social buttons, block annoyances. They spelled annoyances wrong. Whenever I see that, you know this thing did not come from the United States. But block adult sites, block images, block scripts, block style sheets, block custom fonts, blocks comments, pop-ups, and third-party cookies. 4.2 out of 5. That's an excellent rating for an ad blocker. Load this up. You will be happy that you did. I use it. It's very good. It's almost too strong in certain situations. It blocks everything. This next app is called PDF Max Pro. This is put out by Mobira. This is free. It usually costs money. This is a great PDF reader for anything that's iOS. This is the one you want. PDF Max is a professional and affordable PDF app for working with PDF documents. You can mark up the documents. You can mark up the handwriting. You can highlight it. You can insert text. You can put stamps. You can fill things out on this. It's really nice. It will save those forms also. And you can mark up books, journals, pretty much anything that you open up in this. This thing also records sound, which is unusual. So you can actually create voice memos with this as you're marking things up. Very handy tool. I love this app. I absolutely love it. And our last app today is called FormMaker Pro. Again, this is free. This will take you a couple minutes to learn it. It's not a big learning curve, but it's not like something you're going to open up and be done in a minute. FormMaker runs a CVS and PDF format. And in other words, you can create your own forms with this. Get FormMaker and start creating your own powerful professional forms. No subscriptions or registration is required. You just simply download this and build your forms. What's nice about this is you don't need the cloud. You don't need to be, you know, connected to the internet. This will work. Your forms will work on the PC or the Mac. I like creating forms on my iPad, again, because I have more real estate. It will work on my iPhone. But this is nice, and this little sucker does boxes, notepads, labels, checkboxes, images, maps, just about anything you could conjure up, web pages, video camera, microphone. It incorporates everything, even barcodes. So if you want to make a form real quick after about, I would say, a five-minute learning curve, this is the app for you. Really, really, really nice. I know you're going to like this. There's no question about it. So check that out. Absolutely great app. So there you have it, folks. We have some wonderful free apps today for both platforms. And we have our great little 8-port charging device. And hey, what else can you ask for? I am going to get back to work here. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.